I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. Genesee Mayor Steve Odenborg died yesterday morning when his pickup crashed on U.S. Highway 95 near Genesee, according to the Idaho State Police. Odenborg was traveling north in a red 2014 Ford F-150 at around 10:30 a.m. when the pickup crossed the center median, went through the southbound lanes, and out into a field, according to an ISP news release. Odenborg, 66, was pronounced dead at the scene. Odenborg was a lifelong Genesee resident and a longtime city councilor before he was elected mayor in 2009. With the increasing availability of the COVID-19 vaccine, Lewis Clark State College administrators have announced that students can expect a full college experience next fall. While LC State has successfully maintained in-person learning throughout the current academic year, and some protocol-compliant events have taken place, administrators say next fall will feature a more complete return to normalcy. LC State President Cynthia Pemberton says that while the college will continue to closely follow the guidance of state and health experts, and it also plans to augment its operations with technology efficiencies leveraged during the pandemic, for example, Zoom, a return to near-normal operations for things like athletics, campus events, student activities, residence life, classrooms, labs, and travel is fully expected. Open registration for fall semester begins April 16th. The fall admission application deadline is August 7th. Students can apply online for free at lcsc.edu/apply. The Idaho Land Board Tuesday voted to oppose a proposed law backed by Republican lawmakers that would ban the Attorney General's office from representing the State Department of Lands. Governor Brad Little, Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin, and Schools Chief Sherry Ibarra are members of the Land Board and abstained from voting. But Secretary of State Lawrence Denny and State Controller Brandon Wolf, the other members of the board, voted to oppose the bill, resulting in a 2-0 vote in favor. All of the board's members are Republicans. With the vote, the board instructed Idaho Department of Lands Director Dustin Miller to appear before lawmakers at public hearings and oppose the legislation on behalf of the board and the Lands Department. The board directs the Lands Department in managing about 3,900 square miles of state-owned land. The board is constitutionally required to maximize long-term profit on the land, with most proceeds going to public schools. The legislation the board considered is one of two bills put forward by Republican lawmakers that could significantly defund Wasdin's office. Another would give other state agencies the ability to hire private attorneys rather than use state attorneys for work such as state contracts. The Idaho Department of Lands Tuesday said that it spends about $400,000 annually to be represented by state attorneys. The cost would jump to nearly $2 million if it is required to hire private attorneys under the proposed legislation. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. Idaho tax policy hit the fast track on Tuesday as a $389 million tax cut proposal flew out of committee on a party-line vote and was nearly taken up on the House floor. House Bill 332, which was introduced on Friday, is co-sponsored by the entire House Republican leadership team. It provides an estimated $169 million in permanent tax relief, plus a one-time tax rebate of $220 million. The legislation lowers Idaho's top corporate and individual tax brackets from 6.925% to 6.5%. The other six individual tax brackets would be reduced as well. Full-time Idaho residents who file a 2020 tax return would also receive a tax rebate of $50 per person, or 9% of their 2019 tax liability, whichever is greater. The ongoing cost of the bill is $169 million. Of that, $110 million would come from the Tax Relief Fund, which collects sales tax revenue from online purchases. Another $59 million comes out of the general fund, which pays for public schools and all other general government expenses. The one-time rebate is paid for with a combination of tax relief funds that accumulated over the past 18 months, plus surplus general fund revenues from the current fiscal year. The top member in the Idaho House today said he's concerned the legislature might have to shut down if House members continue getting sick with COVID-19. Republican House Speaker Scott Bedke said he's asked House members to take precautions so that the legislature can remain in session and wrap up business by March 26th. Three House members are currently out with COVID-19. All of them are Republicans who tend to rarely wear masks. Representative Bruce Skaug went out last week, and Representatives Lance Clough and Ryan Kirby went out this week. The legislature has significant unfinished business, including approving budgets and multiple pieces of legislation aimed at limiting a governor's powers during an emergency declaration. The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.